Welcome to the hashtag Being Me podcast series, a story of a gay Indian man on his journey to self-acceptance. He wants to share his story to create awareness of what some gay people go through. He hopes that by sharing his life experiences and bringing them to life through this podcast series, that someone may be moved and reminded that you are not alone. The full podcast is available free on ecr.co.za under podcasts or from Apple Podcasts. Simply search hashtag being me.
Came from a simple Christian home. My parents were elders and they were very big into church. Missing out on a Sunday service was simply non-negotiable. I could be sick as a dog and I had to attend. And that included Sunday school. Ah, the fun, carefree days. As I grew up, I developed my own relationship with God. He sort of was like my bestie. But as this relationship grew stronger, the guilt started setting in. Was I a sinner for feeling this way? As I dressed up for church every Sunday, I couldn't help but think that God was going to strike me down one day. Ouch, that would have been painful. We once had a very good-looking preacher who visited our church to deliver a sermon. He was oh so easy on the eye, and my gaze was fixed on him. He was young, dressed up smartly, and was truly a man of God. It seemed like an ordinary service until he started preaching.
The only marriage to be recognized is the marriage between a man and a woman in the house of God.
His message was about sinners, and somehow I got it into my mind that it was directed at me. The church was silent.
You're not from my world, and I'm not from yours.
As I listened to him, but all I wanted to do is scream out for help. Help with dealing with a flood of mixed emotions I was feeling. At that very moment, I felt that all eyes were on me. It was very awkward, and what made it worse was that he kept looking to me. God, are you sending me a sign? We walked out of church and everyone could not stop talking about how powerful his message was. The preacher greeted everyone, including my parents, who could not stop ranting and raving about how spot on he was about those living in sin. It was at that point I felt the world and the congregation stop. The spotlight was on me. It was my time to say something and speak up. Well, instead, I awkwardly smiled and said nothing. God, you and I need to have a few words, I thought.
You've been listening to the hashtag Being Me podcast series. You can follow the journey on social media by searching for the hashtag. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. Rate and review this podcast. Join us for the next episode of Hashtag Being Me, weekdays at 2:26 p.m. right here on East Coast Radio. Thank you for listening.